Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Orissa for 2 days, beginning today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 3-day conference yesterday. The conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The meeting focuses on critical components of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws, and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the conference. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of the minorities. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India's position on the matter is clear, that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. On the arrest of Chinmoyda Krishnadas, Mr. Jaiswal noted that legal processes are underway. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, has said that India is now leading from the front to deal with the challenges the world is facing. He said the country has moved from being just a participant to a key stakeholder in all multilateral platforms. He was delivering the Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture 2024, organized by Akashvani in New Delhi yesterday. The deputy chairman said, following the ideals of leaders like Dr. Rajendra Prasad, India is known as a global leader across the world today and has also become the voice of Global South. Prasar Bharati Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi highlighted the role of Akashvani, saying that since its inception, Akashvani has become the voice of the nation. The CEO said, as a public broadcaster, its role is broader compared to any other medium of communication. Director General Akashvani, Pragya Paliwal Gore, was also present on the occasion. The Nagaland Coffee House was officially inaugurated at Naga Heritage Village Kisama yesterday. The program was graced by the Advisor for Land Resources, G. Ikuto Jimomi, as the special guest. He was accompanied by the Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, S. Kyoshu Yimchunga, and Advisor for Geology and Mining and DUDA, W. Chingang Konyak. Advisor Jimomi highlighted the cultural and historical significance of coffee houses worldwide. He remarked that coffee houses have been a hub of creativity, innovation and community building, a place where individuals connect, share ideas and inspire one another. Historically, coffee houses have even played roles in sparking revolutions around the world, the advisor added. On behalf of the department, Mr. Jimomi expressed gratitude to Chief Minister Nipu Rio for enabling the relocation of the coffee house to a new permanent site. Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench Judge Justice Budi Habung yesterday inaugurated legal services stall of the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, for the 25th edition of Hornbill Festival at the Heritage Village in Kisama. Justice Habung expressed optimism that the stall will provide its line of services to people in need of legal assistance. NSLSA Member Secretary Nico Akami highlighted the activities and services to be provided as part of the yearly edition. At the legal services stall, one can avail various legal services for free. Affidavits will be filed, advisors for legal aids and representation, legal literature and booklets, legal counseling and advisors, among others, can be availed. India Meteorological Department, IMD, will be celebrating its 150th anniversary on 15th of January 2025. To commemorate this historic milestone, IMD has planned year-long activities to engage with citizens at large. As part of the celebrations, IMD will organize a National Meteorological Olympiad, MAT Olympiad, to promote interest and awareness about weather and climate sciences among students. The Olympiad will target students from classes 8, 9 and 11, conducted at state and national levels. The Olympiad will feature a one-hour online examination with 60 multiple-choice questions based on meteorology and related sciences, which will be conducted in English only. Study materials, syllabus and sample questions are available on the official portal mosam.imd.gov.in. Registration will be open from tomorrow and remain open till the 10th of December. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.